الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our series wherein we are mentioning those major signs that will take place near the end of times. Now, the Holy Kaaba is the heartbeat of the Muslims. And there is no Muslim whose heart doesn't yearn to visit this sacred place. Millions and millions of eyes long to see it. Whenever someone beholds the Holy Kaaba, the state of his heart changes. Now this is a reality. Even if someone sees the Kaaba 1,000 times, it doesn't matter how many times he stands in front of the Holy Kaaba, he remains in awe at the sight of the Kaaba. He observes such grandeur, spirituality and blessings that the person realizes his inferiority. Now dear viewers, offering dua in front of the Holy Kaaba and drinking Zamzam Sharif while beholding the Kaaba Musharrafa, this is something that is indescribable. A person becomes speechless. So we know that the Holy Kaaba is indeed such a place where everyone is awestruck. And the state is indescribable. Those who are fortunate to go, those who are fortunate to perform the pilgrim, they upload videos, we watch them and we become tearful. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to visit Makkah Park and the blessed land of Medina Sharif time and time again. And those who haven't yet seen the Holy Kaaba and the Green Dome, may Allah Almighty enable them as well to visit these sacred places soon. Now why do we love that place so much? Because it is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a place where the mercy of Allah Almighty descends. We pray our five daily salah while facing in the direction of the Holy Kaaba throughout our life. What will be the state of that person when he is physically in front of the Kaaba? Subhanallah. Anyway, now just think, dear viewers, that place which is beloved to the Muslims of the entire world. If someone were to demolish the Holy Kaaba, if somebody destroyed the construction of the Kaaba, then what do you think would happen? How would people feel? It would be utter shock. And how horrific would this be? And let me tell you that this will happen near the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. Because the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do mention this incident. And scholars have included it in the signs of Judgment Day. And in today's episode of our series, we're going to share with you how this will happen. How the Kaaba Musharrafa will be Ma'adallah demolished. And this will happen before Judgment Day. Let me take you back in time. Hundreds of years ago, someone came to demolish the Holy Kaaba. He had a firm intention and he planned for this as well. He tried to erase that blessed Kaaba from the map of the world. What happened? Let me take you back in time. This was 55 days before the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's arrival in the world. There was a king of Yemen whose name was Abraha. And he had a plan. He was very annoyed with the fact that people performed Hajj of the Holy Kaaba. He wanted people instead to come to Sana'a, a city in Yemen, where he had built a big church so that people would come there, gather there every year and perform Hajj. So he had this sinister plan, this evil plan to demolish the Holy Kaaba so that people go to his city instead. He was a non-Muslim and it was a very dangerous plan. Now what did he do? We know that today wars are fought using weapons. Tanks are used. Aircrafts are used. And on land, armies confront other armies. The navy also play a part. They confront another navy. And in that time, there was none of this. People fought on foot using camels. And they prepared a lot. Now, Abraha, he brought with him elephants. And on top of them, troops were mounted. Now, you could say he used the biggest weapon of that time because elephants were able to destroy each and everything. Now, in order to subdue the people of Makkah, he reached near the blessed city and first of all, he gave the order that all the animals belonging to the people of Makkah should be seized. Now, what his soldiers did was that they caught the animals of the people of Makkah and brought them to him. goats, cows, the herds of other animals too. Now, those people whose animals they were, this was their only source of income, their livelihood. They became very worried, the people of Makkah. And the leader of that nation at the time was none other than the beloved grandfather of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu, he came to Abraha as the leader of the nation. He was representing them. Now, Abraha was sitting with pomp, glory, pride, arrogance. Now when Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu was about to enter his tent, his soldiers informed him that the chief of Makkah had arrived. Now he thought that negotiations would now start and the chief of the Meccan people would make pleas. They'll be in awe of me. So he was jubilant. But as soon as Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu entered his tent, the nur of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was visible in his forehead. What awe did that nur possess, subhanallah. How bright was the face of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu. Abraha stood up and made him sit in his seat, sat next to him, showed him respect, reverence. Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu began speaking. But what he said came as a shock to Abraha. The herds of animals that Abraha had captured, many of them belonged to Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu. So Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu said, "O Abraha, you have captured the animals of the people of Makkah. I have come here so that you release them." Abraha said, "I had thought that you would come here and speak in regards to the Kaaba. You love the Kaaba immensely. I've come here to demolish it. Yet you are here talking about your animals. I thought you were the chief of your tribe." But they've used the answer that Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu gave, one of the most beautiful answers you'll find throughout history. He said, "Kaaba is not my house. The one whose house it is will protect it. The animals belong to us. Return them to us." And this was an ajeeb discussion that took place between two leaders. Now Abraha was shocked as well. He ordered the animals to be released. They were released. Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu took his animals back and distributed them amongst the people of Makkah. And then he said to them, "All of you take refuge in the mountains, hide in the mountains surrounding Makkah al-Mukarramah, and be prepared to witness the might, the power of Allah, omnipotence." Dear viewers, it was a great battle in history. It was an attack that no one expected. Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu had everyone clear the way. There was a clear path ahead for Abraha. There was nobody there to defend the Holy Kaaba. But what happened then? Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu sent his people to the mountains. But he himself went to the door of the Kaaba and implored in the court of Allah Almighty in these historic words: "O merciful, today these wretched disbelievers have decided to demolish your house. O Allah, in this world, a person protects his house. O Allah, Kaaba is your house. Now its protection is your responsibility." Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu kept praying in these words while weeping. And he requested in the following beautiful words: "O Allah, help the Muslims today against non-Muslims." After making these supplications, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu also headed to the mountain. Now, the Kaaba was there. There was no army to defend it. On the other side, there is an army of elephants. But then the whole world saw an amazing scene. That when Abraha ordered his elephants to raid Makkah, to demolish everything and completely destroy the Kaaba, the leading elephant of the army which Abraha himself rode, its name was Mahmud. Now, dear viewers, when he tried to make Mahmud stand and march towards the Kaaba, Mahmud wouldn't budge an inch and wouldn't put a step forward. He tried his best to march his army towards the Kaaba, but the elephants would refuse to march. And if they were told to march in the opposite direction, they would start walking. But when facing the Kaaba, they would not move. And then Allah Azza wa Jal showed them an example of His omnipotence. That whenever a battle happens in this world, the enemy employs the same weapon that we have. We try to respond to the enemy with the same weapon they have. But this was a strange scene, that on one side there were elephants. You can understand how huge an animal this is. If they were to be taken care of, a huge rock perhaps would be sent as logic dictates. Look at the marvel of Allah's power. What did Allah Azza wa Jalla send to demolish such elephants? A small bird, the size of a sparrow. And what did those birds hold in their claws? They did not carry any huge rocks. How big of a rock can a sparrow carry? They were mere pebbles. But dear viewers, what happened? SubhanAllah, all of this is documented in Surah Fil. You may have recited that Surah many times in Salah. You may have recited it whilst reading the Quran as well, heard the Qari recite it as well. Now you will understand what that Surah is about. You will feel different when you hear that. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala state in the Holy Quran? In the 30th part, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَّأْكُولٍ. Let's listen to the translation. Oh beloved, did you not see how your Lord dealt with the people of the elephant? Did he not put their trick into devastation and send swarms of birds over them, striking them with stones of baked clay? So he made them like the leftover consumed leaves of harvest. Allah Almighty cast such a manifestation of his omnipotence that when Abraha and his troops met such an end, dear viewers, then Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anh climbed down the mountain. What actually happened was that when the Ababil threw the pebbles from their claws, the manifestation of the power of Allah was evident in the fact that the pebble would strike the head of the elephant rider, would go through his body, pierce his body, and it would pierce the elephant as well. And it would go all the way into the earth. And this is stated in the Quran. فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. He made them like the leftover consumed leaves of harvest. They were torn into pieces. None of them survived. Now the whole world was in awe that the Holy Kaaba, there's no chance of it being dishonored. No one would be able to dare attack it now. And the scholars have written another beautiful point in this regard, that the Holy Prophet was about to arrive into the world. There were 55 days left till his blessed birth. So the entire world was given this message, it seems, that now a new regime has arrived. The entire universe has changed on the dawn of blessings. Since he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be born in Mecca, no one must cast an evil eye on Mecca and the Holy Kaaba. Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anh, he already had a great honor. He already possessed great honor, but now became more honorable. Because they had realized that he was such a dignified personality that the one who confronted him was torn into pieces. Anyhow, dear viewers, this was a historic event. Let's come to our main topic now. That people tried to demolish the Kaaba before. And there was no harm caused at all. But before Judgment Day, the Holy Kaaba will be demolished. Ma'adallah. Yes, dear viewers, it will happen before Judgment Day. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, none will take out the treasure of the Holy Kaaba but an Abyssinian with small shins. This is the hadith of Abu Dawood. Now in the commentary of this hadith, it's mentioned that in the end of times, Abyssinia, which is known as Ethiopia, a non-Muslim Abyssinian will demolish the Holy Kaaba. He will travel from Abyssinia throughout the night with the intention to demolish the Holy Kaaba. And he will take out the treasure from underneath it and he will empty the Holy Kaaba, where it's widely believed that the treasure of several kings is buried. He will take all of that. Now, out of greed and in order to get this treasure, the person will demolish the Holy Kaaba. Now, when will this incident happen? When will this painful sign of Judgment Day occur? Now, the answer is that it will occur after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam leaves the world, when the pages of the Holy Quran will be left blank, will become blank. This is also a sign that the pages of the Holy Quran will turn blank. It is as if the Holy Quran will be erased from the world. And no one will remain in the world who will utter Allah, Allah. This time will come, dear viewers. And this will happen near Judgment Day. This is a sign of the hour. It is mentioned in narration that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, by him in whose hand my soul is, I can see the one who will demolish the Holy Kaaba through the Holy Quran. He is so arrogant, walks with his legs widened and a bald amputee. He is standing and demolishing the Holy Kaaba with his hammers. Apart from this, there are many ahadith in which these points are mentioned, and it is clearly stated that an accursed person will demolish the Holy Kaaba. Now, dear viewers, we just pray to Allah Almighty that may the merciful Lord enable us to die with Iman, with faith. We love the Holy Kaaba, we truly do. And may Allah Almighty enable us to perform the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba time and time again throughout our lives. And may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to hold the gilaf, the cover of the Holy Kaaba, and pray in the court of Allah Almighty. Indeed, all of us have to be presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on Judgment Day. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us such a life that when we are presented in the court of Allah Almighty on Judgment Day, Allah Almighty, Rahman, is pleased with us. And He gives us the glad tidings of entering paradise. So the episode comes to an end here. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala enable us to remember what has been said, to spread this to others as well. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala enable us to continue to seek sacred knowledge throughout our lives. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.